Here.
I'm just saying, bro, we back at it again. This episode 113. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff, man. Y'all know what to do. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos, man. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker. Wherever you listen to a podcast, we there. Just type us up. I'm just saying, bro, in the search bar, man. But we gonna get right to it. Because, I mean, bro, I'm going to let you take it. I mean, obviously, I wanted to start it off with, you know, the elephant in the room. Joker winning back-to-back MVPs. And, you know, I don't want to go no long, drawn out. So I'm going to just let you take the, you know, let you take it first. And how you feel about it? I mean, because obviously, you know, if you watch our podcast, you know what we think about it, really. But once again, we're going to reiterate it again for y'all who don't, who didn't listen or whatever. But, yeah, bro.
Bro, Joker. I don't think it's no way. Like, the worst case scenario for Embiid was supposed to be them being co-MVPs. That was supposed to be the worst case scenario. It's no way Joker should have won that job outright. I know a lot of people going to say he did a lot. He did more with less. I'm tired of hearing that. When did we start becoming so in awe of 7-footers throwing behind the back passes? I don't care about that. I want my 7-footer in the paint defending it. I want my 7-footer blocking shots. I want my 7-footer deterring the other team from coming into the paint, like we see with this playoff series. Soon as B come back, it looked totally different in the paint.
Being subbed out at the end of the game because
on the bench out of breath with his fat. All right, but look, man, I really don't know what to say, bro. This feel like the second year when Steve Nash won the MVP over everybody, bro. That's what it feel like. It feels disgusting. It feels very disgusting. There's no way that this should have happened, bro. Bede is the most valuable player, but that's cool. We about to win a chip, so I'm gonna just. That's how I'm feeling. We about to get Miami out of here. And then we got to play Milwaukee. That's going to be tough, but we're going to get them out of here too.
Whoa, bro. Can we get out of these series first? Goddamn.
Nah.
We going to win the tip. We playing the Bucks. What's going on? Can we get out of these series? Can we get out of the series first, bro?
Well, I got the Bucks beating the Celtics in this series. So that's why I'm saying we're going to play the Bucks.
But, can they finish their series? Jesus Christ. Like, bro, they up 2-1.
I mean, I'm just calling it like I see it. I could be wrong, but I'm just foreshadowing. That's how I think it's about to go. If the Heat lose this game tomorrow, you know what? Look, we was talking about MVP. So, MVP, it definitely feel like when Steve Nash won the MVP. I'm tired of hearing about all these analytics, Joker effective field goal percentage, and this, that, and that, and him doing more with less, and this, that, and the third. Man, shut up. Y'all make me sick. Like we said before, this is exactly why so many teams are struggling with drafting young talent, because all y'all look at is analytics. Y'all don't look at the game. Y'all don't use the eye test. So that's all this tells me. It's just a bunch of nerds with their glasses on, sitting in front of the computer reading stats instead of actually watching the game. That's what this tells me. And there's nothing wrong with being a nerd, because I'm low-key nerd.
Not at all.
At the same time, I watch the game. I look at stats, but I watch the game too. You got to use the eye test. And like I said, this is why a lot of teams are struggling with drafting new talent, because y'all just want to use the numbers, and the numbers don't account for heart. The numbers don't account for what doesn't show up on a stat sheet. And I hate that phrase because of Ben Simmons, but it's true with a lot of other players.
It is.
A lot of other players do a lot of stuff that don't show up on a stat sheet. Yeah. So like,
hey, yeah, even Ben Simmons, like, you know what I'm saying? Even him, like, I hate him, but even him, like, he does. Like, when you watch Ben Simmons play, you know what I'm saying? You'll see why Sixers fans was defending him for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't talk about him. But
yeah, we not talking about Ben. Ben got his back surgery. You know what he was doing in game four, playing Warzone. He was playing Warzone in game four while James Harden was out there hitting 6 threes.
Come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Hey, man. All I'm going to say is We talk about MVP. Matter of fact, we're gonna get to that, bro. I'm gonna get to that because we I don't want to get on a tangent. We're gonna talk about Embiid and him not winning this MVP. My only I feel like we done touched every subject with this, but you great points, everything you say. I don't really can't add really much to it, but all I will say is the funny thing about this Joker thing to me, right? When Jamal Murray comes back, we going to see just how much of an MVP he is. Because if y'all don't, let me, you know, get y'all memory back together. He was the MVP of that team. It was not Joker. When he, him and, even in the bubble, I don't care. They was hooping in that bubble. I don't care what people talking about, man. They was hooping in that bubble. That was real ball. Bro, like, who was out there? He got a nickname because of that. They called him Bubble Maw. Like, Jamal Murray is the MVP of that team. I don't care what you're talking about. If Jamal Murray played in that series against the Warriors, it would have went seven games.
I agree.
And I'm not even questioning it. I'm not at all. I mean that with so much conviction. If Jamal Murray was in that Warriors series, it would have went seven games. And I'm not even talking about Michael Porter Jr. because they need him too. But when Jamal Murray, he's the MVP of that team. Like, stop it. Cut it out. And next year, I cannot wait to see a healthy Jamal Murray playing alongside y'all back-to-back MVP. And let's see what Joker stats and all his analytic, all that. Let's see what it is then when his usage rate ain't so high because he ain't got the damn ball all game because Jamal Murray going off and he got a point guard. He didn't have a point guard this year. He was playing point center. That's why he got the
whole year. Center.
So at the end of the day, like you said, like we've said myriads of times on this damn podcast, the eye test show you everything. If you watch basketball, listen, first of all, there's not one NBA. I didn't see not one NBA player on Twitter saying nothing about Joker being the MVP. And I know everybody's saying this, but it's facts. No, every player that's in the NBA, current, former, they all saying that Joel is the MVP. These are coming from hoopers, the dudes who actually done it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who guarded great players. You know what I'm saying? Who had to guard those dudes. Like,
and also the same dudes who said that Joker was the MVP last year.
So it's, bro, like, the whole thing about this MVP is, it's just like, I'm trying to think, like, what is, I ain't even about to go there, but it's just like, it's a joke at this point. And then, like, I don't even care anymore. I'm getting to the point where I don't care about the MVP no more. Like, after these, now last year, give it to Joker. He had an amazing year last year. Even though Embiid wasn't ready for MVP last year. He wasn't playing like an MVP last year. He wasn't even acting like an MVP because, you know, it all come with everything. It's political.
Facts.
This year, he did everything he could possibly do. He led the league in scoring as a center. When they say that you don't need centers anymore, they're obsolete, right? A small ball, death lineups. That's what's popular now. This man averaged 30.6, almost 12 rebounds, upped his assists, turned down his turnovers, affected the game on the defensive end like no other. You know what I'm saying? You can see it these first two games against Miami. What happened game one and game two? Yeah, we were in those games at halftime and all that stuff. We couldn't defend nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at us. Now look at Bam. This is the difference between an MVP and like a good player. You know what I'm saying? Joel is the MVP. Point blank, period. But
yeah, shout out to definitely the MVP, man.
You want to give Joker? You got to give Joker his credit. He won it. He did what he did. He had a great year, great stats. I'm not a hater. He balled out. I just think somebody deserved it more than him. That's all. He balled out. I'm not saying he's not a great hooper, nothing like that. But at the end of the day, come on now. Joel Embiid deserved that MVP. He got robbed, and it is what it is. So, like you said, hopefully he go out and get this chip.
Yeah, win this chip and win finals MVP. Who cares about that MVP?
There you go.
Joker, you can have that. You can have it.
Real
that's,
hard.
That's way. The little MVP.
Real rare. He thought that baby MVP.
That's the baby MVP. Yes, sir.
He's kind of the baby BP.
Man, you stupid, yo.
No, but thanks. But I also wanted to talk about, since, you know, we already talked about the Sixers, that Sixers the Heat series, you made a perfect segue into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time we talked about it, we was down 0-2, and that was 2-2 going back to Miami. And I ain't got too much to say besides the fact that, just like you said, that shows who really is the MVP. This is literally showing who the MVP is. He not even scoring. He ain't had a 30-point game yet.
He's just affecting the game. He's just out there.
Exactly. He's just
scared of him. Like, they don't – not scared of him like that. But and on the defensive end, he instills fear in his opponent.
They have to double and triple him in the post. And look what he's doing.
Every play, y'all got to double and triple this man. And he ain't even been hitting his free throws like that, because I think his vision a little messed up because of the mask and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? He probably getting used to it. He ain't even been hitting all his free throws like he normally do. Like, you telling me this not the MVP? Like,
bro, he came back. Our team started hitting a bunch of threes. They team started hitting no threes. Because guess what? On defense, you don't have to help to the paint all game anymore, so you can actually, you know, at least get a hand up in the face of these shooters and try to at least. You don't have to just worry about the paint being wide open no more with DeAndre Jordan and Paul Reed down there all the time. Tyrese Maxey, what was that, game 3? 5 for 6 from 3?
Yeah.
Basically, Autumn Jones was wide open damn near. And then game 4, it was the Harden show. In the clutch, Harden said, "You know what? I'm tired of y'all talking. I'm tired of it. Step back, knock down, step back again, knock down. Oh, you hit the ball out my hand. I'ma still grab this joint again and shoot it. Knock down. Like, it's just different, bro. It just looks so much different with Bede out there. Bam. I think he had like 20 last game, but game 3 he ain't do nothing.
He had no 20. He had like 12, bro.
Well, he had 20 last game, if I'm not mistaken.
What game?
Game 4.
You talking about game 4? Oh yeah, he had 20.
He had 20. And then
I thought you talking about game 3.
Shit, game 3 he might have had like 9. Yeah, for real. But look, bro, it just looked different. He not even rebounding the same no more. A lot of different dudes is in more foul trouble now because Bede is out there. It just looks completely different. The offense flows smoother. Everybody is more comfortable.
And shout out to Dwayne Dedman for telling Pat Riley Hughes he didn't want to play because he was sick. Shout out to him, though. They put Markieff Morris out there. I said, oh, my God, barbecue chicken.
Yeah, I'm sick, too.
Oh, my.
Me and Dwayne Dedman, we both sick. He said, I'm not trying to even play. But yeah, man, it just looked different with Bede out there. That's the real MVP, man. If the Heat lose game 5, they're in trouble. That's all I got to say. They better play.
It's scary with Jimmy Butler scoring 40 points and you take an L. That's kind of scary because they don't have anybody else that can do that. Tyler Hero, he can. But I'm not scared of him like that. You know what I'm saying? He's not Jimmy Butler. Like, Jimmy Butler will get buckets. You'd be like, oh, my God, it's nothing we could do. Like,
he was posting up in Embiid sometimes, bro. Like, he's That's just what I'm saying.
Like, some of his buckets, you'd be like, it's nothing I could have possibly done. Like, I was playing the best defense I know how to play.
Yeah, he just different.
I'm not scared of nobody else on that team. Kyle Lowry is hurt. That hamstring is hampering him. I mean, he was never an offensive threat like that anyway. It's bad on defense because he can't keep up with nobody. I'm not scared of nobody. They don't have anybody. Victor Oladipo be hooping a little bit, but last game, he was 3 for 9. He wasn't hooping. 1 for 5 from the 3. He wasn't doing nothing. So I'm not scared of this squad, bro. And they looking real suspect. That's all I'm going to say. I took them to win the series now. I ain't going back on my word just because we won in 2 games. I still think we not going to handle business. I hope we do. And I'm a Sixers fan. I'm not trying to be, you know, negative and stuff like that. It's just – I don't know, bro. I don't know what this is. We got to see this next game. I got to see how this next game is going to play out.
If they lose game 5, they in trouble.
Listen, bro. If they lose game 5, the series might be over. Because we might come home and be – if Embiid take this not winning MVP and use this as fuel and use this as fire, You know what I'm saying? It's going to be different. He come out this next game, I feel like he going to be real aggressive this next game.
Me too.
He didn't win MVP. Mm-hmm. He going to come out and give him a 40 piece of something. I don't know what it's going to be, but if we win that game, bro, I might have to change and backpedal on what I said about the Miami Heat wins. I might have to backpedal.
Bro, that's, he might come out and give you a 40-point triple-double because he ain't win MVP. This the dude y'all wanted to give MVP to just because he could pass? Oh, I could pass too.
Yeah, I might take the over on his assists because and B gonna be out there throwing behind the back passes and shit like y'all dummies. Like I could do that too, stupid. If you meet, well, my team need me to play defense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, people so stupid, man. They keep saying, "Oh, Joker a point guard. He bring the ball up and run the offense." Are y'all stupid? Do y'all not know that Embiid was running the offense for the last however many years before we got Harden? Because Ben wasn't running it. Ben was bringing the ball up the court and passing it to Embiid at the top of the key, and that's where the offense was initiated.
And even Embiid has the ability to do that. How many times have we seen him throughout the year dribble the ball down, dribble, euro somebody, dunk on somebody, or euro somebody and lay him up? Them big men be standing there, and he go right past them because they don't even be expect. They like, yo, this 7-2-2 Haiti, euro went past me? That joint he did against Dwayne Dedman, I believe it was in game 3.
Oh my God.
When Dwayne Dedman tried to go for the charge and he went right around him and dunked that, I said.
Bro. That's a
that nasty. That's
a different type of talent, man.
Yeah, that nasty.
All I know is Embiid can never be on the bench in the fourth quarter of an elimination game.
Come on now. Come on now. Regardless of what his team, but he the most valuable player. It seemed like somebody else on his team made the play where it was valuable at the end of the game. But anyway, yeah. But bro, we get shout. I just want to give another shout out to Harden because he finally showed up with them 16 points in that fourth quarter, bro. And thing is, when we first got Harden, what did we say? If Harden is going to play like Harden, and Embiid is what Embiid is, it's going to be very hard to beat the Sixers. Especially with Tobias is going stupid. Shout out to Toby. Because we done gave this man hell for the last couple years about disappearing in the playoffs and disappearing in games where we need him. Every damn game this postseason, if you're watching the games, Toby is aggressive. He making that move fast. He not hesitating. He playing like a man on a mission. So shout out. I want to say shout out to Tobias Harris too, man. Because every night he giving his all, man. He giving his all, bro. And I respect that. We got four players that can give you the business. Think about that. And Tobias ain't like that, but he gave him 27. What's the name of game two? Like
he was averaging like 25 before B came back.
Bro, he's still average. Yeah, his average about to drop, but I think he might still be in the 20 range or whatever. No, listen, bro. We got four players that can get off.
Hey, and shout out to Toby also for grabbing a rebound and waving Harden off. Sometimes Harden needs that. Get out of here. We don't want to see you dribble this possession. Sometimes when Toby grabbed that rebound and he start bringing it up and Harden be calling
for his move.
He'd be like,
make his move.
He go right to the post or he go right to the rack or whatever.
He get straight to a bucket
for that too.
Yo, and I'm like, yo, bro, that was crazy. You seen that, bro. You got a good eye. I be watching shit like that too. Like he definitely do, and he always get a bucket or and one every time he do that too. Every time he look Harden off or Maxi off or Embiid, he don't really look Embiid off like that. But when him and James Harden
it's
on the
mostly
floor,
mostly Harden.
Yeah, he looking straight off and go straight to the cup. I be like, yeah, Toby, yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, even when he miss, I don't even be mad when he miss. I be like, all right, Toby,
because
he be trying to get the offensive rebound. He be down there working, and then his defense. Can somebody give my man his flowers? I'm gonna give him his flowers. He playing defense, man, at a high level. He was strapping as much as he could. Pascal Siakam in the last series. You know what I'm saying, like, bro, like. He's playing great defense. So shout out to Toby, man. Shout out to Sixers. Shout out to Maxi showing up. You know what I'm saying? It's looking scary, man. It's looking scary.
They better hope they put Duncan Robinson in the next game and he hit 7 threes.
They're going to have to do something because I've been wondering where he's been. He's a liability on defense, though.
He's in the doghouse because he can't play defense.
Yeah, I'm about to say. they keep asking why Strus is in the starting lineup and not Tyler Herro. I don't think people understand basketball. Like, and I don't understand that they know that Eric Spoelstra, like, Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. He got the eye test. He see Max Strus be out there playing defense. Tyler Herro, he gonna get you buckets. Yeah. But the Sixers is looking for him on switches every time on the other side of the floor. Every time they right at Tyler Herro on a switch, they trying to get him on a switch every time, and they do it. And then he get taken out of the game every time, bro. I swear they start cooking him. Everybody be cooking him, though. That'd be the crazy part. Like, everybody be cooking him. I mean, hey, he be trying, but he just ain't got it.
Sometimes you need to get cooked and get up out of here.
Real rap. Real rap. But, let's move past that, the Sixers, and
yeah, we can get off the Sixers, man. But shout out to Toby again, man.
And real rap, man.
Shout out to everybody, man.
You real rap, man. Y'all took care of business. Y'all surprised me, man. I'm not gonna lie, Sixers. Y'all really surprised me last night.
Hold on, though. I got one more shout out, and I know it's gonna be a bad joint, and it's not who you think it is. Shout out to Shake Milton.
Okay.
A little bit of minutes that he do be playing. He be playing for real in the playoffs, and he be talking heavy. I like it. Let's go, Shake.
My young boy, Shake, finally coming into his own, and I love it. Like, cause Doc giving him that confidence, like, and that's what he said in the interview. I dive deep into that shit, bro. Shake and Corky said that in an interview, multiple interviews. They was like, we don't really get that much time. So it's like we can't get a rhythm. Like, we'll be in for like five games and we'll be in the rotation, and then Doc will take us out the rotation. And then it's like, I won't play for the next four or five games, or the next, you know what I'm saying, 10 games. And then you throwing me in there in a pivotal game and expect me to come in and just light it up. I ain't shot not forever. Like, I ain't shot 10 games. And you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I like that shout out, though.
He giving us good minutes.
Shout out to Danny, though, man. Hitting the most threes in Sixers history, though. What was that, game three? Yeah, game three.
Danny.
I knew he was going to win that game. When Danny hit his third three, if Danny hit three threes, the Sixers probably going to win. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. If Danny is hitting his wide open threes, the Sixers, nine times out of ten, were going to win that game. He hit his third. I said, wait, Danny on tonight? He hit like a fadeaway jump in the corner, and he faded away, and that shit went splat-cat-cat. I said, oh, yeah, we definitely winning this joint. There ain't no way they winning this joint. He just hit a fadeaway three up in the corner for his fourth three. He gave us a dub. Danny gave you a dub. You better win by 20. You better win by 20.
If you waste a 20-point game by Danny, you crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But, bro, let's get past that, because we're going to talk about that all night. But last night, bro, that game, bro. Now, Scott Foster wasn't the ref. He was ref in our game.
Facts.
Chris Paul fouled out.
Yeah.
In the game four, bro. And for the first time in his career, I believe he had four in the first half. Yeah, he had four in the first half and then got that fifth. And then the six. First of all, bro, I'm not even about to break down all the fouls, but I'm just going to speak on that last one. That was the most ticky-tack foul I've ever seen in a playoff game. And the NBA just going to have to chill just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because they going a little bit too far. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the fixing of the games and all that stuff. They going just a tad bit too far. Like, make it a little bit more believable. Stop it. Chris Paul never. You mean to tell me this man been in the league for 20 years, and I'm spicing it, but this man been in the league for 20 years, he ain't never had four fouls in the first half. Never. Think about that, bro. How many games? 82 games in a season. He been 28, damn near. He never had four fouls in the first half. When Embiid said last series, in that Raptor series, he said, the refs have an agenda. The leagues have an agenda. They're trying to extend these games and make the playoffs more entertaining. I believe that. I really believe that. They're like, if we have a bunch of game sevens, our ratings gonna go. Oh my god, our ratings gonna go through the roof. Yeah. And you know, people gonna be betting. That's more gambling. All them games and stuff. That's all that money we getting from all them games. Because like we say all the time, they in bed with them bookies and all that stuff. We know that. It's out of hand, but the Mavs tied the series up. I was talking. I said Luka need to relax, distribute that rock more. He need to let Jalen Brunson take the key sometimes coming down the floor. And what happened? They win two games. I need to be a coach. I need to, yo, sign me up. Like, sign me up. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready. I get the paper together. Look, I get it together. All that, I'm going to promise you. I promise you. I'm going to get it together. All I'm saying is, you see what happened when Luka chill and don't have to score 50 points. We know you can cook anybody in the NBA. The best defenders. It's not one person in the NBA that can guard you, Luka. They can slow you down for a little bit, but there's not one person that can stop you. We know that. We know that, bro. Help your team win. You have a deep team. Now, I said this shit in the regular season, that the Mavs had one of the deepest teams, and now it's showing, because even with those trades that they made, they got even deeper with Spencer Dinwiddie and Bertans. And, bro, like, it's ridiculous. Like, you got Dorian Finney-Smith coming out here hitting 7-3. Like, bro, like, let your shooters shoot. Y'all got nothing but shooters out there. Let them dudes cook, bro. Just distribute the rock. He needs to take a step back from the offensive side and just get a little bit more brine on. Get his brine on a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we know you can score. We know you can shoot, bro. It's cool. And you don't even shoot at high clips. You shoot pretty bad from the three. You shoot 30% from the three, 33% from the three. That's horrible, bro. You feel what I'm saying? For a superstar. But we're not gonna do all of that. But distribute the rock, man. Get your brine on. And you see what happened. Y'all get two wins. Now, this series, who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I'm not even about to sit here on this podcast and waste nobody's time and tell them who I think gonna win. I have no idea who's gonna win that series. Like, that's a series I'm like, hey, I'm taking it day by day. I'm taking, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking it game by game, because that series is going seven games.
Yeah, sure. It's going seven, bro. And I'm low-key, I'm scared for the Suns. But yeah, like you were saying about that refereeing, man, I feel like that's the ref's job, low key, in the playoffs to send it to seven games. But I feel like they got to stop that shit, because it like you could just tell, like, there's no reason we should be able to tell that y'all. It is literally like you fixing the game. Like, y'all had a referee get banned and sued before because of that, and now y'all, it seemed like all the referees are here to do that, low key. Like when a team is up 2-0 in a series or something, or 3-1, and then you see Scott Foster coming to town, you know exactly what Scott Foster is coming here for, bro.
That's why I was scared about our fourth game.
Yeah, I was happy. I thought for sure that we was getting a bunch of free throws, and we did. We just missed a lot of them.
Yeah.
For real, for real. So, like, it shouldn't be no reason that you could just see that on the schedule, bro. Like, okay, Scott Foster is here, or what's the other dude named Brothers? His last name is Brothers.
I know who you talk about.
I forget his first name, but yeah,
they always in the finals. They always in the big games, the prime time games.
That's what I'm saying.
Every time you be like,
what I'm saying.
Why don't put no new refs and stuff on these games or something like that, and just try them out to get their feet wet in the big games and stuff.
Exactly. Nah, they want to put the dudes in there that's gonna fix it to the way they like it. So, yeah, I agree 100% with you on that, bro. It's very funny because I didn't even know that stat about Chris Paul, that he never had four fouls in the first half ever in his career before. That's wild to me. And he definitely had four with the – it seemed like he had four quickly in the first half too. Like, that's out of pocket. So, yeah, bro, they got to get their shit together, because it just feel like – it feel like everything is fixed at this point, and this is why I bet on baseball and hockey now, because you can't really fix them to that much. They tried to throw the not juice balls in baseball, so all right, the home runs is down a little bit, but it still has its days where the home runs is going crazy. Like, so, like, I don't know. Like, in certain sports, it seems like you just can't really fix too much, for real, for real. But basketball is not one of them. If the other team takes 20, 25 more free throws than you do, usually the team that took the more free throws is going to win that game. And if they don't, they lose it by a very small margin, like a couple points. Yeah. So, yeah, bro, they got to do a better job. something. That shit, it just looked way too funny when you put it in the light, bro. It don't make no sense for real to me. It's like, I don't know. It just looked like that fake jewelry, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when the rapper
zirconia.
When the rappers go to you mean boy Poppy Store Jewelers?
Well, I know exactly who you're talking about. Raheem the Jeweler.
Raheem the Jeweler.
That's Raheem his name. Jeweler. Got all the fake rollies, all the fake Cubans, all that.
Yep. Man. Raheem the Jeweler. That's wild name. Wild funny shit. He bring Raheem right on the pod and be talking about how you know if the jeweler, how you know if the rapper jewelry fake. Facts, bro. But yeah, they gotta do a better job with that, bro. That shit, it looked bad. But I'm taking Luka in that series, bro.
Okay.
Luka, and most importantly, I'm taking them because of my two guys, Jalen Brunson and Dorian Finney-Smith. Yes, sir. They both demons.
Be mad at that.
They both demons. Both of them. And DeAndre Ayton is sweet sometimes to me, bro. It's like certain games he had. Most of the time. Certain games he come out and he go crazy, but then when he playing against somebody that's really going like smack him a couple times and body him up, he just be so sweet to me. Like, now you want to take three-pointers and you want to shoot all these mid-ranges, and then if that's not falling, it's over for you, bro. Like,
yeah.
And then he don't grab rebounds. I'm not even going to go on this.
He might be the worst rebounded big man in the league.
Bro.
He might be the worst rebounder. And you know what's crazy? Somebody going to be like, well, look, he probably led it. He probably top five in rebounds in the league once in the regular season.
He might be.
Weird shit. Like, I promise you, he probably is. But when them games, when you – he's just not a dominant big man. I'm going to just put it at that. He's not a dominant big man. JaVale McGee looks more dominant from the eye test when you watching it. We know JaVale McGee is not better than DeAndre Ayton. But what I'm saying to you is, when you watching that eye test, and I be watching them games, JaVale McGee be 10 times more effective than DeAndre Ayton be. I'd be like, why can't Ayton just do this? JaVale McGee come in the game for 5 minutes. Now, yes, we know he be goofy. You know he come, he gonna come foul and he gonna do a bunch of goofy stuff. That's who he is. We know that. But he come in and give you 5 minutes, 5 rebounds, 5 points. You know what I'm saying? And just give you a block. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be like, damn, you give him some tick, he giving you a double-double easily.
Facts.
Easily. It's nothing for him to get a double-double. And it'd be crazy. Like, bro, how can JaVale McGee get a double-double damn near every night? But you can't give me one. Like, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to give me one every night. You trying to get a bag?
They're not going to pay him, bro.
Bro, they're going to get that man. If anything, I give him like a one-year prove it deal. You're going to have to do something this year, because I thought he was going to do something this year. This is the year he was supposed to do it. Not getting that bag, bro.
He's not getting that bag. He not getting that, John. He definitely not. He about to be sick.
It's for sure a chalk for him, bro. It's for sure a chalk for him.
He about to be shit.
But last topic, man. I ain't really got nothing else but this. My man Ja got injured. And like I said, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, man. It pissed me off because I feel like he trying to use Jordan Poole. And yes, it was corny that he yanked his knee. And if that is the reason why he was injured, like why he's injured, that fucking sucks. And Jordan Poole, damn, bro. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But watching it, man, we grown men. I don't think Jordan Poole's intentions was to mess John knee up and have him out for the game. He was trying, you know what I'm saying? He was trying to get to the ball, whatever he was trying to do. He was scrambling. Being extra, yes, but it's not that deep. But it sucks that my man John supposedly is going to be out tonight. And it's whack, because now they're going to go down 1-3. There's no chance of them winning this series now. And it's just whack, because obviously me and you said this was going to be an entertaining series. It might go 7 games. Whoever come out of this series might, you know, represent the Western Conference. And now we know, like I said, the Warriors is going to win, but still, like, I would rather it be a series, man. I don't want to see it like this, but hey, man, it is what it is. He out. It's funny, I just got the notification. Steve Kerr, he's out for COVID tonight.
Fuck Steve.
That's interesting. But you know how they try to fix stuff. That's interesting.
Forget Steve Kerr.
He's talking about forget Steve Kerr.
You know exactly why Steve Kerr out with COVID tonight. Because Mike Brown got that job with Sacramento. So this is audition tonight.
And you know what's crazy? I was thinking about that, but he already got the job.
Yeah.
Got a 4-year deal already. What are you talking about?
Hey, man. I mean, DeAndre Jordan had to deal with the Mavericks too. And then, you know.
All right, they ain't gonna do that. They ain't gonna do that.
In the house,
and that's a bad look for the league, bro. They not gonna do that, bro. They gonna give a nigga a four year deal and then tell him, nah, bro. You played that playoff game when you was the assistant coach and you had to be the head coach. We can't give you the deal no more.
These refs a bad look for the league too, but they don't care. You never good know, point. Bro. That's all I'm saying. But nah, good I point, agree with you. He definitely got the job already. But yeah, Jordan Poole definitely not a dirty player. But I think Ja was more so – I hate that he deleted the tweet because I thought he should have just rocked out with it because I kind of figured out – or I think I figured out what he was trying to do. I think he was just like – it was kind of spiteful.
I feel like he was trying to get him suspended. Like, it was like – I feel like it was on some rest.
So.
Like, he was trying to get him suspended because – they was talking about Dylan Brooks breaking the code and all that. And, of course, he got suspended. I was thinking maybe he trying to get Jordan Poole suspended.
I don't think he was trying necessarily to get him suspended. I think it was kind of a jab at Steve Kerr always crying about everything. Like, remember when Marcus Smart dove on the floor for the ball and injured Steph? The ankle injury or whatever, the leg injury, whatever it was, and he called Marcus Smart a dirty player. Like, it's like every time one of Steve Kerr players get hurt, it's like the other player has to be dirty, even if it's a basketball play. Like,
which, bro, is amazing because he came from the 90s. He played in the 90s. Like,
you know what I'm
like bro, shut you know, up. Yeah, he's definitely annoying.
He my nerves, bro. Every play that somebody make against his player and they get injured is a dirty play. It's part of the game, bro. Dylan Brooks. I'm sure if Dylan Brooks tried to right now, he could not replicate that play. He couldn't chase down block somebody and make them fracture their elbow. Like, there's no way he could just
replicate that play. That's the whole thing about that. Like, yeah, we're going to suspend him for game 3 because he fractured his elbow. So you mean to tell me Dylan Brooks, when he went up and he swiped at the ball, he thought he was going to break that man's elbow?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, what? What?
Even if he was trying to swipe at him hard, I would want that in the playoffs. Go after that ball.
It's called a playoff foul.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying. And we setting the tone early. You feel me? One of them. I'm setting the tone early. We ain't going for none of that goofy physical stuff today. Don't go there.
You can't do that no more.
You can't. It's a shame, bro.
All they want is 3-point jump shots and behind the back passes. That's all they want.
Bro, they want the games to be like the fucking All-Star game, 120 points and 130 points and all that. They don't want to see defensive games and all that. So, but yeah, man, I ain't really got nothing else besides hopefully Giannis show y'all tonight he's the best player in the world once again, which I think he's going to do.
And hopefully job back next game, man.
The series going to be over, though. I mean, unless some miracle happened tonight, which –
it could.
And, you know, it's everything is so fixed. Like, look, here is the storyline. If the Memphis Grizzlies win tonight, this is the storyline. They were 20-4 this year without Ja Morant or something like that. I think they lost like 4 games without Ja Morant.
It was something like that, yeah.
That's going to be the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were already good without Ja anyway. They don't really need him. He might be able to sit out the next game. Like, no, he ain't. He need to be in there now. He cannot sit out no games. Talking about something, bro. They be cracking me up, bro. It's gonna be fixed, but I'm telling you, if they win tonight, bro, it's definitely fixed, bro. Oh, the Grizzlies were a great team without him all year, so nothing changed in the playoffs. They got the win tonight to tie the series, and then I'm just gonna be sitting there like, is this some bull? Yeah. Job. I'm gonna say bull job because that's what my man said.
Bull job,
hey, this yo, some bull job, man. But nah, man, that's all I got, though, bro, man. A little quick jump for him.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing else, man. I just hope all these injuries and suspension stop impacting the playoffs, man. That's really
good. Man. And shout out to my MVP, Joel Embiid, man. Fuck what y'all talking about.
And shout out to James Harden, too. He showed up. He told y'all shut the fuck up.
Right. We can leave him with that, though, bro.
Get out of here.